There are 40 orphaned natural gas wells in northwestern South Dakota. They've been idle for years. Just when it looked like the wells would finally be plugged, the story took a surprising turn into the realm of cryptocurrency. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
The wells went in 15 years ago on the vast grasslands near the town of Buffalo. But the company went under, and South Dakota was stuck holding the bag. Last fall, the state hired a contractor to plug the wells. They only finished 7 of the wells before stopping for the winter. Then, suddenly, several companies expressed interest in the remaining wells. So the state put 7 of the unplugged wells up for a lease auction last month. Ryan Bruner is the state commissioner of school and public lands. He says a Wyoming company, Highwire Energy Partners, won those 7 leases for about $60,000. And Bruner says the company is not a typical oil and gas operator.
Their operation is to put together generators and to burn the natural gas on site to mine Bitcoin and cryptocurrency.
Actually, the natural gas wells will power the computers that create Bitcoin. Here's how it works. Bitcoin is a digital currency secured by cryptography, a cryptocurrency. Bitcoins are digitally mined into existence. But this isn't dig-in-the-dirt mining. Computers create new Bitcoin when they solve complex numerical problems. Will Reese is one of the partners in Highwire Energy.
I've called it the minting process. This is how new Bitcoins are created and sent into the market every day. It's actually every 10 minutes a block is mined somewhere in the world.
It takes lots of computers running 24/7 to make a successful Bitcoin mining operation. And all those computers use a lot of electricity. So Bitcoin miners look for low-cost power. Reese says South Dakota's orphaned gas wells are a good source. He hopes to have the site up and running in 6 months. The company will use the natural gas wells to fire a generator. The generator will power computers. The computers are housed in small fiberglass structures placed over the wells.
You step into the door, and to your right, you'll see 70 to 90 computers that more or less look like big desktop computers. We have them racked against the wall.
The company already has similar operations in Wyoming.
So what we do with the Bitcoin is what you would do with an Apple stock that you got or anything else. It goes onto our brokerage account. Our portfolio generates, reflects a certain value, and we can, for our investors or for our operational costs, we can liquidate that into cash on a moment's notice. It's just like getting onto your E-Trade account or anything else.
The value of a single Bitcoin recently spiked above $50,000 for the first time ever. But not everyone is sold on it. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen recently said she fears Bitcoin is used for illicit finance. And she called Bitcoin's energy consumption, quote, staggering. One study estimates the global Bitcoin network uses as much electricity as the country of Belgium. Will Reese says Highwire Energy Partners may be the first company using natural gas to mine for Bitcoin in South Dakota. Meanwhile, several digital currency banks are now registered here because of the state's favorable laws for banks and trusts. One of those companies, called Anchorage, has an office in Sioux Falls. Last month, Anchorage became the first nationally chartered digital currency bank. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.